I think the Turkish elections are largely going to run along the theme that Erdogan's been playing for quite some time. That is that the threat of the Kurds, the threat of the YPG on the border with Turkey, the threat of increased support for the PKK and of course, the growth in smaller parties like the HDP in sort of eastern Turkey. He's been playing that card very well to a conservative sort of, I suppose, majority in Turkey, trying to divide the country and increase support for himself. But in terms of foreign policy, Turkey is largely going to be doing what America is thinking about with the SDF and what Russia is thinking about with Assad. Turkey wants to increase its hand in not only Afrin, but the other areas of the FSA territories where it has a lot of influence. Turkey wants to perhaps gain some sort of autonomy for those regions. And at the same time, it will want to destabilize and weaken the hand of the SDF. There's obviously negotiations ongoing in and around Manbij with the Americans. So Turkey will want to keep the YPG and any Kurdish forces out of Manbij and perhaps try and, promote discord between the Manbij Military Council and the YPG. There's already evidence that Turkey's funding opposition groups and even insurgency groups, not only in Manbij, but in Raqqa too. So that Turkey will be playing this game for a lot longer still. In regards to Britain, Britain has almost no sway over Syria whatsoever. It has very little interest, really, beyond the fact that they want to see Assad gone. They want to see American and coalition influence increase within the country, and of which they will gain some leverage within that. But on the big scheme of things, with the disconnect between what American aspirations are and what Turkish aspirations are, Britain has found itself in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. It wants to continue supporting its American allies and increasing the influence of the West in Syria, but at the same time, it doesn't want to alienate or upset its new and growing Turkish alliance as well. So Britain will take a massive backseat on any future negotiation within the country, because it will require a huge amount of delicate negotiation between the three parties, the three main parties, which is obviously the America, Russia, and Turkey.